regional and global levels. It's a false choice to wonder which level is the most important. All of these and more are needed. Different people have different talents. No one can address all of them.
You know, this is a process of embedding oneself in the land, or, you know, in the landscape and within a village or a neighborhood or a community. So our task is to see, well, where's the overlay between the inherent ecological patterns that people are practicing and what we might call like grid mentality, the mentality of separation, the mentality of consumption. And so if we can start to see this as an overlay, we can start to find the tipping points or the places where we can make small interventions that might really kind of shift the social dynamic.
We're all kind of susceptible to the notion that we will power the society, we'll do all the work, and yet we won't have any power ourselves. So that makes us not resilient. And then what we are saying is, of course, at the most local level, we build resilience upon reconnection and localizing as much as we can with each other and to become something like a village. Talking again about the beginning point where people are in isolation, what we've kind of realized is that patriarchy literally stacks dysfunction. You're in a dystopic condition. One wrong decision after another keeps happening. Wrong in the sense that, first of all, most of the decisions that are affecting us aren't made by ourselves where we live. We're living with the consequences, but we apparently don't have the power to directly address the issues, even though we're the ones at the local scale who understand the local condition, and it should be us that brings our powers to bear to solve whatever issue there might be, and then we build community out of that. So there's this paradox. We feel like we can't do that. All these things keep happening. The world seems to be increasingly sort of dysfunctional, and of course it would be that way because of a few really mistaken choices at the beginning of the design process about the places where we live. First of all, that power would be alienated and we would have no power. There's no ecology in the world that would alienate its own intelligence, because that means right away all loops will not close. They will all be broken.
We need a Truth and Reconciliation Commission, like in South Africa, for the U.S. Empire. And it's not about vindictiveness or prosecution or being partisan. It's about understanding what has been done in our name, and that we have let this happen in our name, and that the resources for permanent war need to be shifted for our cooperative survival. During World War II, the government promoted victory gardens. But for the war on terror, they just want us to continue mindless shopping. Now, if we had a government, media, corporations, an educational system focused on survival, we might see some updated versions of this. We need full-scale, system-wide shift.
I would say the whole need to buy and sell and to grow the economy, that's kind of what shapes what our lifestyle is. And we're here as people interested in permaculture to say we've got other ideas.
So we're permaculturalists, and we know that the dynamic edge is at the hedgerow. It's the interface. And what we have to figure out what we're going to do with these societal ills is, how are we going to make the pathways and build the thresholds, the bridges, so that our villages can heal? And each of us is already doing that, and it's my hope that we will see more of that and think about that when we're going out into the world.
It's important to come in, obviously. You know, come in. Maybe you're just coming into your own awareness in the neighborhood you've lived all your life, but to come in with true humility and not coming in presuming. And I think it's really important when you're engaging the social context and wanting to cultivate a more resilient state of community, you need to come in spite of whatever biases and feelings and sort of perspectives you might have ultimately on what people are already doing. I think it's important to come in valuing everything.
I think the opposite of the wet, shaggy dog approach is kind of judgmental and scornful approach when we see people that are driving like a Hummer or whatever it is that they're doing. They're kind of watching television all the time. It's really easy for us as ecologically minded people to just kind of write them off. But I think what we're kind of calling for is engaging people through a kind of compassion interaction where we try and figure out where they actually are, where is their edge, and like how can we kind of work with that.
And what's big is anything that brings people together to build mutual identification with something. And when it comes to something like a garden or even a little bench, like it might take dozens or maybe even hundreds of school kids, for instance, to build a cob bench. And then you've done like you've stacked the functions of mentoring and placemaking and modeling of all these different processes and even of economies. So that's all awesome. And then after that, the thing sits there and thousands of people interact with it and see it. So that's big. It's a small thing, but it's enormous. So in terms of starting small, you start small in order to freaking start. But starting small doesn't mean that you're doing a small thing. If you're working with the conditions and trying to engender networks, then it's massive, then it's gigantic. It's beyond scale.
I wanted to do this neighborhood model because I felt like if we're relating to our neighbors, you not only can grow food and walk to your food source, but you can share cars and you can watch each other's kids and pets and share tools, and it just makes the sustainability functions way easier. So instead of necessarily going through the hoops of starting what like has also been started in Port Townsend as an eco-village or co-housing community, we can just take regular neighborhoods and turn them into ecological systems where people talk to each other and they have reason to have relationship and relate to each other. And the cool thing is there's a ton of diversity. I mean, you've got Republicans living right next to Democrats, but you know what? They all have to eat. And they all probably have pets that need care when they go on vacation and stuff like that. So I just felt like creating these contexts in which we had to relate to each other was a good plan. That it's like a hop, skip, and a jump to go from a neighborhood organizational effort to a community garden or to a car or tool sharing network, because people start to know each other. And they're doing the common ground thing of getting prepared because it makes sense.
So we're in a cultural emergency. And it's confusing that things are getting better and worse at the same time. We have the potential to convert the military-industrial complex, to redirect the financial system, to use the tremendous talents we've developed in civilization toward actual sustainability. I'll close with another excerpt from Kennedy's United Nations speech. Quote, "Never before has man had such capacity to control his own environment, to end thirst and hunger, to conquer poverty and disease, to banish illiteracy and massive human misery. We have the power to make this the best generation of mankind in the history of the world, or to make it the last."
Show. This is CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Vancouver, Voice of Korea. 여기는 CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Vancouver, Voice of Korea, 김다은입니다. How's it going, everyone? I know it's perfect weather these days. Perfect Vancouver. So, did you enjoy the nice weather? Well, I went to Seattle last weekend and it was a very exciting trip. I enjoyed shopping, although I spent much money. I got everything that I wanted to get, so I'm very satisfied. I also went to the Electronic Music Project, the kind of rock museum which located in Seattle. So, I think I charged Spirit of Music a lot. So maybe I can deliver the spirit of music to you guys a lot. As time goes on, people live in modern society, lose their mind peace, and time to enjoy their own lives. Well, please slow down. Look around your friends, family, neighbors, and keep in touch with them. Sometimes spend time on yourself, read books, do exercise, travel, watch movies, and listen to Voice of Korea. I bet you can enjoy your life better than before. Well, I'm planning to introduce a variety of Korean underground musicians through this time. So what I wanted to do is, I want to give comfort to Korean people in Vancouver, and also share the feeling of Korean music with people in Vancouver. Hopefully, you will gonna enjoy a lot. 밴쿠버에 계신 많은 한인분들, 바다 건너 산 넘어 인터넷으로 함께 하시는 한국분들을 위해 이 쇼를 통해 제가 한국 언더 뮤지션들을 소개해드리려 합니다. 함께 즐겨주실 거죠? 여러분들은 지금 CITR 101.9FM UBC Vancouver Voice of Korea 함께하고 계십니다. Now you're listening to CITR 101.9FM UBC Vancouver Voice of Korea by Sally. Are you ready to join me? Our first musician is J-Rabbit. J-Rabbit is a female duo indie band with sweet voice and various instruments. They were in same art university and started to join together 2010. Today, I want to introduce you their first song in their first album called It's Spring. Let's listen. Nowadays You Are by J-Rabbit. J-Rabbit이 부릅니다. 요즘 너 말이야.
Two. 요즘 너 말야 참 고민이 많아 어떻게 해야 할지 모르겠나 봐 언제나 함께 하던 너의 노래가 이제 들리지가 않아 사실 넌 말야 참 웃음이 많아 누가 걱정하기 전에 툭툭 털고 일어나 해맑은 미소로 날 반겨줄 거잖아 쉬운 일은 아닐 거야 어른이 된다는 건 말야 모두 너와 같은 마음이야 힘을 내보는 거야 다시 너로 돌아가 이렇게 희망의 노래 불러 새롭게 널 기다리는 세상을 기대해봐 다시 달려가 보는 거야 힘이 들고 주저앉고 싶을 땐 이렇게 기쁨의 노래 불러 씩씩하게 언젠가 모두 추억이 될 오늘을 감사해 기억해 힘을 내 My friend 쉬운 일은 아닐 거야 어른이 된다는 건 말야 모두 너와 같은 마음이야 힘을 내보는 거야 다시 너로 돌아가 이렇게 희망의 노래 불러 새롭게 널 기다리는 세상을 기대해봐 다시 달려가 보는 거야 힘이 들고 주저앉고 싶을 땐 이렇게 씩씩하게 언젠가 모두 추억이 될 오늘을 감사해 기억해 힘을 내 My friend 널 위한 세상을 기대해 씩씩하게 언젠가 모두 추억이 될 오늘을 감사해 기억해 힘을 내 My friend
오빠?
예
When you are in trouble When you feel sad When you need someone's help If someone always be your side and encourage you, you can recover your difficulties or at least you might be comforted by him or her. The next song is about this kind of story. 내 편인 사람이 항상 내 곁에 있다는 것. 그 자체만으로도 참 힘이 많이 되죠. 개인적으로 제가 힘들고 우울할 때 들으며 많이 위로를 받았던 곡입니다. 내가 네 편이 되어줄게. 커피 소년. Next song is I'll Be On Your Side by Coffee Boy.
Sure.
Coffee Boy is a singer-songwriter in Korea. I Will Be On Your Side is a title song of a new single album, Pinjari, in 2013. I'd like to introduce our next musician directly. Well, this is not Korean. Canadian rock and pop musician based on Toronto. 이번엔 한국 뮤지션이 아닌 토론토 뮤지션을 소개해드리려 합니다. Purple Hearts by Wax Atlantic. Listening to CITR 101.9 FM UBC Vancouver Voice of Korea. 여러분들은 CITR 101.9 FM UBC Vancouver Voice of Korea 함께하고 계십니다.
This year's Music Waste Festival features a special Sled Island showcase. Be sure to check out the Toast Collective at 648 Kingsway on Saturday, June 7th and catch local favorites The Crystal Swells, Supermoon, and Woolworm. For more information, go to musicwaste.ca.
UBC BC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
Hanguk은 요즘 매우 덥다고 들었어요. 여름 날씨라고 막 땀이 뻘뻘 난다고 들었는데 그렇지만 많은 분들이 햇빛 쨍쨍한 날씨를 듬뿍 즐기시는 것 같더라고요. 이렇게 좋은 날씨엔 새로운 사랑이 많이 시작되죠. 그래서 준비했습니다. Radi is a singer-songwriter and a producer in Korea. Let's listen his sweet voice. I'm in love by Radi.
Oh.
What time is it now? It's 3:26. So it means Korea is in early morning, like 7:26 in the morning, right? Good morning, guys. Good morning, Korea. If you listen to my voice right now, I'm very appreciated. Appreciated to people in Vancouver, of course, but also people in Korea who just woke up and turned the CITR.ca to listen to my voice. Maybe those people might be my family or my close friends, but anyway, thanks a lot. Okay, let's gently move through to different atmosphere. I want to introduce you Korean hip-hop. Actually, the history of Korean hip-hop is very, very short compared to America and other countries. But still, there's a tons of great hip-hop musicians in Korea. So I'm going to introduce several singers today. The first hip-hop group is one of my favorite, Dynamic Duo. When I was in Korea, I went their concert a few times. They released their first debut album in 2004, and it has two singers, Cheja and Gekko. Dynamic Duo captivated public and mania with lyrics that represent the youth living in the contemporary period and the unique flow of music. Then let's listen. Hot Wings by Dynamic Duo in their 7th album Lucky Numbers. Dynamic Duo가 부릅니다. 날개뼈.
It's alright, 눈물은 우리 체온보다 약간 높아 같이 풍덩 살색 잠수정도 되게 나 선영의 운정
춤을 춰 밤새도록 부드럽게 이 꿈같은 분위기 안개도록 천천히 빨라지는 너와 내 심장 반동의 리듬은 자연스럽게 열어줘 너에게 가는 이름 Ocean View
Ocean View
You know what? As I said, Dynamic Duo has two singers who were friends since their age 13. It means they were being together over 20 years. I think that's the reason of this kind of music, which has high quality as hip-hop. Next musician is also one of my favorite, the one that I really want to recommend to our Voice of Korea fam. He started to run as a hip-hop musician since 2010, so it's just 4 years before. But he becomes one of the most powerful underground hip-hop singers in Korea that most of musicians are being afraid of. His name is Benzino, B-E-E-N-Z-I-N-O. He is also famous for his background. He is the student of Seoul National University, which is top one in Korea, and major in sculpture. Dali Van Picasso, which was released in 2013, has good expression about artists who major in sculpture, but also eagerly loves hip-hop. So it's based on his own story. Dali Van Picasso by Benzino.
Salvador Dali, Van Gogh, Gachi, Picasso in my body, man, I'm fucking artist.
Dali, Van Picasso, 널 보면 안 자랐어. 나 꿈을 감을 찾고, 난 여기까지 왔어. And you can tell me nothing, you know that I'm doing it right. 내가 누군지 묻지 마. Dali Van Picasso.
Van Picasso. 판고 후에 달이 보이는 밤 내 눈물 감을 고르듯한 너를 골라 오늘 밤 어떤 게 나올지 나도 잘 몰라 일단은 시작해볼게 with a bottle of wine 얼굴은 빨갛고 온몸엔 피가 돌아 술에 취한 내 코의 모양은 피카소가 green dream처럼 삐뚤어졌을지 몰라도 결국엔 이런 게 돈이 될지 몰라 똑같은 주제 똑같은 느낌 동양의 two chain man I'm also different 동양의 달리 but I'm 21 century 누구든 이걸 듣는다면 놀라겠지 흠칫 절대 훔칠 수 없는 내 아이덴티티 예술가들은 이게 뭔지 알겠지 겁이 없고 과감한 어린 아이의 feel 난 오늘 밤 마치 Salvador Dali Van Gogh 같이 Picasso in my body Man, I'm fucking artist
Dali Van Picasso 널 보면 안 자랐어 내 꿈을 감을 찾고 난 여기까지 왔어 And you can tell me nothing You know that I'm doing it right 내가 누군지 묻지 마 I'm Dali Van Picasso
아마 누군가 나를 미쳤다고 보겠지. 만난 그런 걸 상관 안 하는 성격이지. 물감 묻은 붓같이 끈적이는 여름밤 내 목소린 곳곳에 퍼졌지. 여름밤 하늘에 부서진 내 목소린 붉은색 와인처럼 몽롱해. 불고갱이 화폭에 옮긴 타이트처럼 내 심장도 뜨겁네. Are you with me? Are you listening? Or do you hate me like you don't feel in this shit? 아마도 내가 그렇듯 예술에 미친 애들은 느끼고 있겠지. 칼에 찔린 듯이 지금 이 느낌은 심상치 않네. 그 누구도 이런 시도를 안 해. 분명한 건 지금 내 몸 안에 내가 아닌 누군가가 함께. Salvador Dali, Van Gogh 같이, Picasso in my body. Man, I'm a fucking artist.
Dali, ben Picasso. 널 보면 안 자랐어. 내 동물감을 찾고 난 여기까지 왔어. And you can tell me nothing. You know that I'm doing it right. 내가 누군지 묻지 마. I'm Dali, ben Picasso.
I'm Dali, ben Picasso. I'm Dali, ben Picasso. I'm Dali Van Picasso. I'm Dali Van Picasso. Dali Van Picasso. Dali Van Picasso. Dali Van Picasso. I'm Dali Van Picasso.
Dali Van Picasso.
Actually, I'm a big fan of hip hop. That's because it has a power make me bounce and feel beat of music. So I prepared my top three hip-hop musicians today. Actually, I already introduced Dynamic Duo and Benzino to you guys. So today's last hip-hop musician, Primary. Primary is a skilled genius producer and a recognized magnate. He is always there for well-known musicians' representative songs in the hip-hop scene. Let's listen. Chani by Primary.
여보세요? 어, 동훈아. 나와. 어, 개코랑 같이 있어, 지금. 아, 그냥 우리끼리 소주나 한잔 하지, 뭐, 소박하게. 클럽? 에이, 너 가면 또 잠들 거잖아.
Yeah. 일 끝나서 친구들과 한잔. 내일은 오는 토요일이니까 일 얘기 사는 얘기 재미난 얘기 시간 가는 줄 모르는 이 밤 술 기운이 올라오 니 사내 놈들끼린 결국엔 여자 얘기 적적해서 전화길 건네 번호 목록을 뒤져보지. 너는 지금 뭐해 자니 바퀴야 뜬금없는 문자를 돌려보지. 난 어떻게 해볼까란 뜻은 아니야. 그냥 심심해서 그래. 아니 외로워서 그래. 술자리가 끝나가 차로 이동하기 전인데 문자
아,
1분, 7분, 10분, and 20분 담배와에만 태우는 지금 답장 왔어. 오빠나 남친 생겼어. 늦었어 좀 일찍 연락하지 그랬어. 담에 봐 그냥 담에 낮에 봐.
이렇게 들뜨는지 나 또 잘 몰라 난 왜 그녀들을 부르는지 갑자기 허전해 작업을 걸어대지 여기저기 오늘 밤 나 자존심 다 버렸네 전 여친한테 더럽게 달라붙어봤지만 그녀는 버럭해 너 진짜 초롭게 언제까지 이럴래 미안해 갑자기 외로운 걸 없는게 껄떡대껄떡대 나 여기저기 다 먹고 둘수 쉬고 다녀온 거리거리 다 또 잠들었어 oh. 프라이머비가 텐션 떨어진다 동은아 넌 저리 가 이제 해가 나올 시간 이대 가니까 눈이 녹듯 사그라 드는 기대감 너무 지치고 피곤해 자고 싶어 있잖아 저 차를 타고 졸면 집에 가
창밖에 앉아 밖에 바라보
나는 꾸벅꾸벅
사람들은 하루를 시작해 정신이 맑아지지 않는 기분
아직도 바쁜데 손가락
아직 손은 바쁘게 움직이지
자꾸 귀나 벗고 간다
대박이야 어. 택시비 줄게
제발
그 천호동 그... 간다고?
심심해서 그래
네 아 오늘이 첫 쇼예요 그래서 매우 매우 긴장을 했었는데 방금 이재희정님이 화이팅이라고 보내주셨습니다 그리고 제 친구 가영이도 잘 듣고 있다고 했는데 너무 고맙습니다 안전운전, 안전운전 하세요. 다음 곡은 따끈따끈한 신상입니다. 2014년 5월, 지난달이죠. 지난달에 막 발매된 에스프레소의 곡입니다. Call Me. Next song is Call Me by Espresso, which was just released. Released in last month.
Call me in your love.
Tell me in your mind
방금 저희 엄마한테도 문자가 왔네요. 엄마 감사합니다. 사랑합니다. 응원해주시는 많은 분들 감사합니다. This is CITR 101.9 FM, Voice of Korea based on UBC Vancouver. 여러분들은 CITR 101.9 FM, 김다은의 Voice of Korea 함께하고 계십니다.
문제는 What kind of cities do we want to live in? How do we want our cities to be? Cannot be divorced from the question of what kind of people we want to be.
Join me, your host, Andrew Longhurst, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. for The City, an hour dedicated to critical discussions of urban issues. Live on CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca. For more info, visit thecityfm.org.
Right here on News 101.
Right here on News 101.
Right here on News 101.
What motivated you to become a candidate in the provincial election?
The media portrayal of last week's protest that resulted in polarizing images of black-clad activists taking to the streets.
He was just explaining to us the reason why they wanted to show this film on campus.
The official stance is that we are for the Olympics.
News 101 reporter Brad Pepping was there.
By discriminating against homeless people in Vancouver, there's a disproportionate impact on Aboriginal people as well as people with disabilities.
I was pretty outraged. I mean, it is outrageous.
In-depth coverage from an alternative perspective. News 101 is Vancouver's only live, volunteer-produced student and community newscast, bringing you local, national, and international news from an alternative perspective. Tune in Mondays and Fridays at 5 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Live streaming and podcasts are available online at citr.ca.
Mellow acoustic R&B soul band. Can you guess? Arvan Zakapa. 영어로 발음하려니까 참 어색하네요. 열심히 노력하는 만큼 예쁘게 봐주셨으면 좋겠습니다. 호소력 짙은 새 보컬리스트들이 보컬리스트의 화음과 서정적인 멜로디가 어우러져 본인들만의 감성 음악을 표현하는 실력파 소울밴드 어반 자카파의 거꾸로 걷는다입니다. Walk Backwards by 어반 자카파.
돌아서기 아쉬워 거꾸로 걷는다 끝을 아는 내 발길 거꾸로 걷는다
거꾸로 걷는다 거꾸로 걷는다 돌아서기 아쉬워 거꾸로 걷는다
오늘의 마지막 곡입니다. 제가 하루를 마무리하며 늘 저에게 해주는 말과 제목이 똑같은데요. Voice of Korea 여러분들과 나누고 싶어요. This is today's last song. Today's last musician is Rooftop Moonlight, the song, singer-songwriting folk female duo in Korea. 옥상 달빛이 부릅니다. 수고했어, 오늘도. Rooftop Moonlight, you did a great job today. My homesick father also encouraged me just before. Thank you always, Victor. Exciting news for you! There will be car-free day at Main Street on June 15th, next Sunday from noon to 7 p.m. This is a big and very famous festival in Vancouver. Enjoy great food and shopping, music stage at Main Street and Broadway, free popcorn and cotton candy, and more! I also plan to enjoy. If you want to enjoy passionately, it can be a good idea to register a volunteer. There is no restriction for that, so anyone can join as a volunteer. You don't need to join for full time. There's three parts, so beginning, middle, closing. So you can choose the one you want. Oh, and one thing more. If you register a volunteer, there will be orientation this Sunday, June 8th, from 2 to 3 p.m. So please remember and sign up right now. For more information, visit www.carfreevancouver.org.
And you can also register volunteer activity on that website.
즐거운 행사 소식이 있습니다. 다음 주 일요일이죠. 6월 15일 메인스트리트에서 차 없는 세상을 꿈꾸는 자원봉사자들에 의해 만들어진 Carfree Day라는 크고 유명한 행사가 개최됩니다. 거리 공연, 스트리트 아키, 아이들을 위한 각종 액티비티, 먹거리를 즐기실 수 있습니다. 6월 15일 메인스트리트에서 12시부터 저녁 7시까지 열립니다. 더 열정적으로 행사를 즐기고자 하시는 분들께는 자원봉사를 권해드리고 싶은데요. 풀타임이 아니라 시작팀, 중간 마무리팀으로 나뉘어져 시간적 부담도 크지 않을 것으로 생각됩니다. 지원 자격은 긍정적 마인드와 열정적인 봉사 정신을 갖추신 분이라고 하네요. 좋은 경험이 될 것 같습니다. 아, 자원봉사를 지원하시는 분들은 이번 주 일요일 6월 8일 2시부터 3시까지 The Mount Pleasant Community Center에서 오리엔테이션이 있습니다. 기억해 주세요. 더 자세한 정보를 원하신다면 www.carfreevancouver.org를 참고해 주시고요. 자원봉사 신청도 이곳에서 해주시면 됩니다. Thank you so much enjoying my first show. If you want to listen today's song or watch music videos, feel free to visit my Facebook, facebook.com/DANII9027. D is the same with December D. If you post any comments below there or send message about Voice of Korea or whatever you want, it must be helpful to Voice of Korea. Oh, you can also send an email to voiceofkorea.sally@gmail.com. I will send my reply as soon as possible. 제 Facebook, facebook.com, DANII9027. 디셈벌로 시작하는 그 뒤입니다. 에 오시면 매주 방송된 음악과 뮤직비디오를 감상하실 수 있습니다. Voice of Korea에 대한 코멘트 달아주시면 큰 도움이 될 것입니다. voiceofkorea.sally@gmail.com으로 이메일 보내주셔도 좋습니다. 제가 꼭 답장 보내드릴게요. 그 외에 사연이나 Voice of Korea를 통해서 메시지를 전달하고 싶으신 분들도 환영입니다. Enjoy your life. Be family of Voice of Korea. Also enjoy CITR continuously. Upcoming show, Snow Wealth, soon starts. Till now, CITR 101.9 FM, Voice of Korea, based on UBC Vancouver. 지금까지 CITR 101.9 FM, Voice of Korea 김다은이었습니다. See you next week. Take care.